Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our fall membership drive. More about that in just a minute. Most countries are open to U.S. travelers, but the surge in COVID cases here has made entry harder there in some countries. The European Union in August removed the U.S. from its safe list. That means its 27 member countries are left to impose their own restrictions. Still, there's hope for better travel days ahead. No one knows more about that than travel expert Rick Steves. Travel with Rick Steves airs on 89.7 NPR News Fridays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. Rick Steves Europe airs on WOSU-TV Saturday at 3 p.m. His 2020 book is titled For the Love of Europe, My Favorite Places, People, and Stories. Welcome back, Rick Steves.
Hey, Ann, it's so nice to be with you. I look forward to our periodic get-togethers, and we can enthuse about travel and support public broadcasting at the same time.
Exactly. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and we're asking you to support this nonprofit public service radio station. Visit WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. This is a very special hour on All Sides because travel expert Rick Steves is with us on the air, and it's a perfect time to show your support for WOSU Public Media. With a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful Rick Steves package that includes two great books. The first book is For the Love of Europe. This book is a love letter to Rick's favorite continent. It includes memories of a lifetime spent traveling across Europe, and it'll teach you that the essence of good travel is connecting with people. The second book in the package is Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. This beautiful book takes you on a chronological tour of Europe's greatest paintings, sculptures, and historic buildings, from Apollo to David, from Mona Lisa to The Thinker. Get both of these books from Rick Steves Plus, his Best Destinations newsletter, and his Travel Skills DVD when you become a member at $10 a month as a sustainer, or make a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. You know, things may not be normal right now due to the coronavirus pandemic, but dreaming about travel and falling in love with European travel is what Rick Steves does best. And you're going to love the books in this package. That's $10 a month when you give now. Just call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. Boy, this has been quite the layover for you, Rick Steves.
Boy, talk about it. I hadn't thought about it in terms of that, but yeah, a huge layover. I had been in quite a groove. You know, I spend 100 days a year in Europe. I've done that ever since I graduated from school back in the 70s. And for the first time in my life, I didn't go to Europe, or my adult life, I didn't go to Europe for actually two seasons. I've got a staff of 100 people here at Rick Steves Europe in Seattle. And this has been a tough time for anybody in the travel business. We were quite euphoric in July, thinking, all right, now we're going to go back. I mean, all coming out, you know, and we had a big party and all that. And then all of a sudden Delta hit. And but now I've noticed a lot of my staff is in Europe. You know, we've got scaled down hours because our business is kind of in hibernation for a little while longer. And I just got back from Europe. I went to Europe for my first time since 2019. Just last month, I flew to Geneva and hiked around Mount Blanc. It was fantastic. And I'd love to talk about that. And then I went with my girlfriend to Paris, and it was her first time she'd ever been to Paris. And for me, it was like a first time also, because we were coming back after the pandemic. And it was really important for me to just kind of feel the vibe in Europe and what's it like, and compare that to the headlines and what the perception is for, that people get here from the media rather than from firsthand experiences. I'm going to Europe again in about a week, and I'll be leading one of our I'm leading a tour of Italy. But it's going to be filled with our young new guides. So I'm going to train a bunch of guides. They're going to be tour members, and I'm going to teach them how to do the Rick Steves style of travel on our tour buses. And then I'm going to meet our TV crew, and I'm going to film in Florence, Rome, and Athens as we are working really hard on a six-hour series covering European art from the pyramids to Picasso that will be airing on WOSU, God willing, late next year.
Exactly. You know, you said you're feeling the vibe. What is the vibe?
Well, you know, that is so exciting because I was afraid. I almost canceled our trip with my travel partners on the eve of our departure because there was that news that Europe might not be allowing Americans, you know, and I think I even heard that in the introduction here that there was this concern about we were not going to be on the safe list or something. But you got to read the whole news article. And the end of the sentence is, well, if you understand it, it's a matter of reciprocity. In so many cases, when it comes to travel, it's tit for tat. Countries are proud. America is strong. If we don't respect them, they're going to kind of go, well, if you do that to us, we're not going to do that to you. You know, it's like, I always think of it like yacht club rights. In Seattle here, we have a lot of different yacht clubs on the bay. And if your yacht club doesn't let the other yacht clubs boat more in your little harbor, well, they're going to not let your members moor in their harbor. That's reciprocity. And the same thing is true with travel. If we don't give seniors discounts here, they won't give seniors discounts there. So American goes to Germany and the Norwegian seniors are getting discounts. But why aren't the Americans? Don't they like Americans? Well, it's not that. It's Norway gives German senior discounts and the United States doesn't. It's just a matter of national pride. Long-winded way to say, if we treat countries a certain way when it comes to COVID, oftentimes they will treat us that way as a matter of reciprocating. And if you read the whole news story, the fact is it's dealing with non-vaccinated people. And if you are vaccinated, I found you're just fine. Now, I'm no expert on this. I'm not promoting it at this point where it's not ready for group travel in Europe yet, but I wanted to go to see what it was like. I had a great time. Things can change. Things probably will change, but I think it's on a great trajectory. I'm feeling very confident that by early next year, there's going to be sort of a, not a total normalcy, but a casual routineness about traveling. And we'll be able to travel without the anxiety that a lot of us have had just going out to dinner in recent months. So again, you asked, what is the vibe in Europe? I was hiking around Mount Blanc. And I didn't even think about COVID for a week. We were up in the mountains, staying in beautiful mountain villages and so on. And it wasn't even on people's radar. Then we went to Paris. And of course, Paris is a relative hotbed of COVID in France. And I found people were very respectful of masking. I found, you know, they've got their anti-vaxxers and this kind of thing, but I didn't feel any political edge. There was a, Europeans are more social hyphenistic. We freak out because we think of Stalin when we hear socialism. But in Europe, socialism means people live together more respectfully and they, you know, they flex with each other and they realize, hey, the population density is pretty thick and people have different life stories and everything. And we all manage to live together. In Europe, there's that respect that we got to get vaccinated. It's not a matter of personal rights. It's a matter of us not endangering other people. So in Paris, it's a very small world if you're not vaccinated, Ann. I went to the museums. I went to my favorite restaurants. I hang out on the square, just like I always do in Paris, and it was great. But you can't even sit in a restaurant terrace without proving you're vaccinated. You can't get into the museums without proving you're vaccinated. And once you've done that, if you got your CDC card, I found it was just that one little hoop to get there. But after that, it was just fine.
So you have to get a CDC card then. I mean, it's just my vaccine, proof of vaccine here in Ohio wouldn't be enough.
No, I think it is. That's what I consider
okay.
a CDC
gotcha.
Card.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like I got mine for Moderna in Seattle.
Okay.
And it's this tattered little card now because I have to keep showing it. I'm kind of nervous about it because that's my ticket to life. But that's what you keep it in your passport and you show it. When you get on a train, you show it. I didn't need to get tested or anything like that until I flew home. And then in order to get onto an airplane heading for the United States, you have to have a negative test.
Okay.
And I traveled with a little home kit. And if I was comfortable going online and having a nurse watch me do it, they, you know how that works, I guess, you could get that. And I could have done that, but I just wimped out and went around the corner to the pharmacy. I paid $20. It took half an hour. And, you know, so I go on, I get swabbed. Half an hour later, I come back. They say, you're fine. Here's your papers. And then I took that to the airport. And it was very, very routine and simple. So this is a transitionary period, and it's going to get better and better. You know, Europe is supposed to have this QR code. France has this QR code that French residents have, and they just whip out their phone and show their QR code and they get into the concert hall or whatever. We tried to get it as American visitors coming in, but they're just overwhelmed. So technically you're supposed to have it, but we couldn't get it because they fumbled. They were overwhelmed. So in practice, if you have your CDC card, you're fine. You just flash it and okay. They let you in. They do look at it because it's interesting. I thought they would just go, oh yeah, okay, go. But the way my Moderna card works, it's got two shots in there on both sides of the thing. And I would always just show one side and they'd look at it and say, where's the other shot? And I'd flip it over.
Can't fool them. This is 89.7 NPR News, and it is our membership drive. We're asking you to make a gift and support this public radio station today. Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer. We have a wonderful thank you gift package for you. You'll receive two books written by Rick Steves, For the Love of Europe and Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. And you'll get the Rick Steves Europe 20-Year Anthology DVD box set, the Rick Steves Europe Planning Map, the Travel Skills DVD, the Best Destinations Newsletter. Make your contribution of $20 a month as a sustainer right now and get this ultimate Rick Steves combo package. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. This is a great day to become a new member of 89.7 NPR News. You'll be supporting the news and information you rely on, the news and information you trust, and you can get a great Rick Steves thank you gift package. Rick's books and TV shows can take you across Europe and immerse you deep in the culture of villages and towns all across Europe, all without leaving your living room, which is very convenient these days. Rick has an amazing way of telling the story of a city by introducing you to its people. And when you are ready to travel abroad again, you'll have planned your trip with Rick's books and television shows. Make a gift of $20 a month today at WOSU.org or make your gift by calling 866-897-9678. You know, I'm kind of thinking about you're taking a trip with your new tour guides and you're taking them on a guided tour. Wow.
Yeah.
What's that like to train your guides? What do you do to do that?
Well, you know, in 2019, we took 30,000 Americans around Europe on about 1,200 different tours. We've got 40 different itineraries. I've got about 100 freelance guides in Europe who look to us for their employment. They're freelancers, so they work with other companies. But the great thing, I think, for them, for the certain kind of guide, is typically a guide in Europe earns their money by cobbling together a bunch of kinds of income. They get a token pay from the tour company, but sometimes no pay at all, but they certainly wouldn't work for that meager pay. Mm-hmm. They get kickbacks on the shopping people do, and they get commissions on the excursions that they sell. You know, if you've been on a cruise or a tour, you know, you pay your base price, but they make their money by selling you these excursions. And a tour company has to sell these excursions because most tour companies don't charge what they need to charge for the price of that tour or that cruise. They assume they're going to make more money off you once you're over there. My tour company is philosophically different. I started it way back when I was a kid after escorting some of those typical kind of tours, thinking this is a silly way from an ethical point of view to have people book a tour with a guide who has to make extra money off of you by keeping you in the dark and selling you things. It just messes up all the priorities. And I thought, wouldn't it be smarter just to pay the actual price up front and then have the tour guide fully paid and on your side? So that's fundamentally what the Rick Steves tour bus tour program is all about. So I attract guides that don't want to be salespeople and frankly con artists, but they want to be teachers and orchestrate great experiences. And they're really well paid up front and they can't make another penny after that. There's no tipping, all the sightseeing's included. There's certainly no kickbacks on the shopping you do. Pretty soon you're going through Europe and the guides are saying, you know, you got to buy a cuckoo clock on the Rhine River and you got to buy a leather coat in Florence and you got to buy a rug in Morocco and you got to buy diamonds in Amsterdam. When in a matter of fact, what they're saying is we didn't charge enough money to you and now we have to take you shopping so we can get our kickbacks. So long story short, a Rick Steves guide doesn't have to mess with that. And we find guides who are teachers and we meet them in Europe in our daily course of running around finding local guides. And we say, how'd you like to take a busload of Americans around on a longer tour through your country. But we have a unique kind of, I've just got a passion for having people be cultural chameleons, to have vivid experiences, to be really efficient with people's time, and to identify anxiety and overcome it. There's a lot of anxiety when you're on a tour group. When are we going to go to the bathroom? How am I going to get changed? Is it okay over here? What can I go out at night? And so on. And you have to address that anxiety in a very sensitive way. So what I'm going to be doing next week, which is I'm so excited about it, is a whole crew of young guides who came to Seattle a month before COVID hit. We had a huge week-long seminar. We were just euphoric. We had a big year of travel planned. We had 25,000 people signed up on our buses, and then we had to shut everything down. And I was just crazy about these. They were all young, wide-eyed, enthusiastic guides, ready to go, ready to be on a Rick Steves tour. And all of a sudden, bam, everything is shut down for two seasons, 2020 and 2021. And I thought, I want to get these guides. They've been so patient. They're so enthusiastic and passionate. I'm going to fast track their training period because they need to do a couple of apprentice tours. And I'm going to take them on a tour personally. I'm 66 years old. I'm not going to be doing this forever. They're going to be guiding with us 20 years from now. And they will always be able to say, you know, I saw how Rick did that orientation walk on the Riviera. And I saw how when we went into the restaurant, he made sure the tables were spread out instead of stuck in a corner and jammed together. And I saw how he was concerned about making sure when people get into the hotel, we have a good, clear orientation session before you give people the keys to their rooms and this kind of stuff. So it's sort of the wonkish stuff about how to do a tour in a good way. And I just love this. It's my passion. So I'm going to enjoy getting back over there. I'm going to enjoy getting to know these guides. And I'm feeling like it's going to be a very productive use of my time because they're going to be doing tours for a long time to come.
This is 89.7 NPR News Fall Membership Drive. And if you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher every day, then now is the time to show your support. 89.7 NPR News is a part of your life. In recent months especially, you have relied on this station for important information about the ongoing pandemic, debates over masking, vaccine requirements, booster shots, and more. 89.7 NPR News brings you news that you can trust to be accurate. Give now and support the coverage you count on. Give at WOSU.org. Or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Today we're talking about two of Rick Steves' books. You can get both books as a thank you gift today when you give $10 a month as a sustainer. The first book is For the Love of Europe. It's a collection of memories from Rick Steves after a lifetime spent exploring his favorite continent. And the second book is Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. This book takes you on a tour of Europe's greatest paintings, sculptures, and historic buildings. As you read the book and look at the amazing photographs, you'll feed your wanderlust and kindle a greater appreciation of art. Get both books for $10 a month. That's a one-time gift of $120. Give now at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Make that gift right now while Rick is on the air with us. Show your support for this show and for public media. If you've been listening for a while but have never given before, please consider making that move today. Making that move now. Move from being a listener to being a member, a supporter of public radio. Join the WOSU family and give whatever amount works for you at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. If $10 a month works, then you can get our Rick Steves two-book combo package. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You know, you said that after you do the tour with the tour guides in training, you're going to be working on some television shows about art. Is that going to complement maybe Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces?
Yes, as a matter of fact. In fact, when I wrote Europe's 100 Masterpieces, I got to be honest, I was thinking this is a perfect gift for a pledge drive, and we'll be having some pledge shows come out of that art series. I am so excited about doing this art series, and I love art, and we've been weaving it into our TV shows and our radio show if people have been following us on WOSU. Mm-hmm. And now I'm using the great visits that we've done to all the most important artistic sites and architectural wonders of Europe in the last 10 years or 15 years. And I'm going over to Europe to weave it all together with on cameras and different kind of gaps that we have in our archive. And it's, I've always done, you know, I've made 150 half hour episodes over the decades for WOSU and public television. And I've always been writing these half hour scripts, which are 3,000 words. And I've done 1 hour specials, which are 6,000 or 7,000 words. And now this is essentially a 6 hour special. So that's a 90 page script. And it's such a fun challenge to weave it all together and to make it serious art, but at the same time, entertaining and not overwhelming for somebody who's, you know, a curious and thoughtful person, but who's never really learned about Baroque or the Renaissance or the Gothic period or Greece and ancient Rome. So I'm just really, really excited about this. And I'm going to meet the crew in Florence. And then we've got... you know, we're going to be going to the Uffizi Gallery, and we're going to be going to the great churches and to see the convents and the frescoes on the walls and weaving all that together. And then we're going to go to Rome and, of course, do the Caesar shuffle from the Colosseum to the Forum over the Capitoline Hill to the Pantheon. And then we're going to go to Athens and just marvel at what was going on centuries before Christ. And that's where I'll be doing all these on cameras. And it's going to be just fun to get back in Europe with the crew. We're all excited. We're going to be working with local guides, and they're excited to get some work, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come home with 3 of those 6 hours finished. But, you know, when I produce something for public broadcasting, whether it's radio or TV, I'm so thankful that I can help make content that assumes an attention span. I mean, think of the extended the depth we can get into right here on public radio. I can produce content that respects people's intelligence. It's not dumbing it down. It's respecting people. It's not only respecting, it's expecting people to be engaged. You know, there's so much of America media that's dumbed down now, and it brings us all down. And that weakens the fabric of our community and our democracy. And I can produce programming that's driven not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, you know, but by a passion for inspiring people to reach out and embrace the world and all of its beauty and all of its diversity, not to be afraid and hunkered down, but to be open, to be building bridges instead of walls. That's what I just think is the soul, the heart and soul of public broadcasting. And that's why when you invite me to be on with you at a special time when we're encouraging people to be members and recognize the importance of public broadcasting, I jump at the opportunity, frankly, because I just believe this is more important than ever. Think of the impact of media on our society. Think of the political discourse and the division and the confusion caused when we discredit media and then use that as a way to mislead people. We are not eyeballs on a ratings chart. This is not some silly little social media game. This is life. We are citizens of the most powerful country in the world. We have an obligation to the rest of the world. We have an obligation to our children and their children. We've got an obligation to each other to be smart and engaged. And that's what public broadcasting is all about. So this is a treasure. This is not a charity. This is a service. And if we're consuming this service, and if we enjoy it, and we can't afford it, that's okay. It's public. It's for everybody. That's one reason I love supporting public broadcasting. It's for everybody. I'm doing more than my share. I'm bringing other people along. Mm-hmm. But if you're listening right now, if you're a fan of Ann Frischer, if you're a fan of WOSU, if you're a fan of quality news that's not entertainment masquerading as news, but really straight news, you got to understand that we need WOSU and we need public broadcasting. So here's a chance to make it even more fun because you get these gifts. And that's why I just love offering these gifts. I mean, Ann was talking about my book, For the Love of Europe. I wrote that the year before COVID hit, and it was almost as if I was anticipating this pandemic because it's perfect for people who are not able to travel right now. It's 400 pages. It's my favorite experiences. I've long wanted to collect my 100 best essays, and this is it. And it is, I mean, I'm wired to give all sorts of practical tips. This is not practical tips. I combed all the practical tips out. That's for the guidebooks. This is just for travel dreaming, you know, and it's eating my favorite meals in Italy with my favorite Italians. It's standing in front of Michelangelo's David with the most inspirational guide and just being blown away by the genius and the passion of Michelangelo and the wonders of the Renaissance. It's sitting down at a German Stammtisch. That's the table for the regulars, and understand what really goes in a beer hall. You know, it's walking through my favorite castle with a man whose name is the same as the castle. His family has lived in it for hundreds of years. It's hanging on the side of a cliff with a via ferrata where you're in a harness and you got your carabiners onto this iron cable. That's what a via ferrata is. You've got a giant staple that you're nervous feet are standing on, and you look down through your legs and you see tiny cows about 800 feet below you, little tiny cows, pulling out the flowers out of the grass. And you just think, I can't believe I'm hanging on this cliff. And then your Swiss friend says, come on, let's go. He lives on wires and cables. And I'm just kind of just trying to get around the cliff. These are the experiences that are just so much fun to share. So this is 400 pages of my love of Europe in a delightful book to read. And that's my book. It's called For the Love of Europe. And that's yours at every gift today at $10 a month and $20 a month. And then also yours at every gift is the new book that I made. It's the only book I've written really during COVID. And it was a long dream of mine to collect with my buddy, Gene Openshaw, who's been my co-author on artistic things since we were in college. Europe's top 100 masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. And we just collected, it's not all the predictable ones, it's most of the predictable ones, but there's a lot of art you don't know about. And then it's a coffee table book. It's a big, heavy book with a gorgeous, full color, full page photograph, and then an artfully written essay, about 700 words on that particular piece of art. And as I was proofreading the book just before sending it off to the printer, I went in chronological order, reading the 100 greatest pieces of art, in my opinion. It's, of course, anybody's opinion. And it was a beautiful and entertaining and inspirational sweep through the story of art from the pyramids to Picasso, basically. And that would be yours, a coffee table book. And both of those books are yours if you can afford the $10 a month or the $20 a month gift. And if you can afford the $20 gift month, you get every TV show we've ever made. This is a big brick of 16 DVDs in a handsome box, and you get that. And then if you've got a friend going to Norway, hey, I got two shows on Norway here by Rick. Take this. If you got a friend going to Ireland, I got four shows on Ireland. That's 2 hours of Ireland right here. If you love Spain, you got eight shows on Spain. That's 4 hours of Spain. And if you like Italy, it's my favorite country, 18 half-hour episodes on Italy, plus all the bloopers, all the interviews, all the behind the scenes, how we make the show, and all of the specials we've produced over the years. So that box set is yours. And then an extra we popped in just for fun is a map that I designed. It's the Rick Steves Planning Map of Europe. And that's yours only at the top level, the $20 a month level. And this is a map that I ripped Europe down to nothing and put it back together, highlighting only my favorite places, not the big population places, but the places that I just love to visit. It'd be a cruel stunt to give this map to a trucker trying to find Stuttgart. But if you're trying to lace together the trip of a lifetime, this map is a godsend, and you won't find it anywhere else. And that's a fun little way we've topped on. Just added a little bonus for that $20 a month level. And at every level, you get two special gifts. You get a 2-DVD disc set with 8 hours of my lectures. It's a 5-hour lecture on history and art for travelers. It's a 3-hour lecture on practical skills. It's a 1-hour virtual trip, front row seat on one of our bus tours. And it's my lecture on travel as a political act that I love to give all over the country. And you get our newsletter, which highlights all the things we do at my company share our love of Europe with people and stay in business. So we've got all those gifts, the ball's in your court. And if you like WSU, and if you like Ann Fisher, and if you like traveling, and if you like dreaming about travel, this is the time to give us a call. Thanks.
Call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. You can call or text the word to that number, text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. You can go online to WOSU.org. Either way, remember, gifts from listeners like you are the foundation of our budget. We do not answer to commercial influences in public radio. We are not beholden to shareholders. We only answer to you, our listeners. Make a gift now and support this mission at WOSU.org, or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And again, when you make a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer, you can get a great Rick Steves package as your thank you gift. Rick just described everything you get, but I'll give give you a quick recap, the two wonderful books by Rick, For the Love of Europe and Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler, and the Rick Steves Europe 20-Year Anthology DVD box set, which he likes to describe as a brick, the Rick Steves Europe Planning Map, Travel Skills DVD, and the Best Destinations Newsletter. It's a great package for a fan of public broadcasting and for a fan of Rick Steves. And by the way, you know, it may be something that you can break up and give to different people for different reasons. Maybe somebody you know loves the coffee table book concept, and it's something that they really care and really value. You know, there's different ways to use this besides just keeping it all to yourself. Sometimes I like to say people share the wealth. It's a great package for fans of public broadcasting and for a fan of Rick Steves. We all have a little wanderlust from time to time, and perhaps in recent months, the desire to travel has hit you a little harder. I know it has me. As things are beginning to open up, we can start to plan our next European vacation. But until then, you can have Rick Steves as your personal guide from the comfort of your own home. Read these two books, watch 20 years worth of Rick's travel shows, and I promise you, you will feel closer to Europe. Make that gift of $20 a month right now and get this great Rick Steves package. Take a few minutes, visit WOSU.org or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. You know, Rick, I'm wondering, when you do your European art programs, when you're over there working on that six-hour special, what kind of access do they give you to the art? How do you structure them? I mean, is it necessarily that you're getting access to the art itself, or is it you're telling the stories of the art?
Oh, no, we get access to the art. Wow. And that's the biggest frustration, Anne, to be honest, because the bureaucracy is huge. It's expensive. I'm trying to get into the Uffizi right now, and it costs $1,000 an hour.
Wow.
And I have to do it on Monday when it's closed otherwise. So I wish I could tell them, oh, come on, we're just celebrating the art and we're promoting tourism. Let us in. But no, they kind of think of us as a movie crew or some advertising crew, even though I'm just totally educational and it's totally a nonprofit sort of a celebration of the culture. So that's something it's a big part of the pre-production. So we have to get legal to be on the streets. You can walk around with a camera, but you can't put a tripod down on the street and tell you unless you have permission. The different museums, some countries are pretty easy. Other countries are very strict. And I don't mind the strictness. I don't even mind the expense. What I do mind is the bureaucracy that's just totally convoluted and overlapping. I'll tell you, I love Europe, but I'm glad I have my business and I run my life in the United States. We don't realize how blessed we are to have less corruption and less bureaucracy and red tape than a lot of countries. But it's part of the challenge, and we always get it done. But that's what you have to work on before you go to Europe. You can't just walk into a museum with a big camera and start shooting.
Right. I mean, that's the value of what you do, though, Rick. You cut through the red tape for everybody else, so we can all enjoy the access that you work so hard to get.
Yeah, and there is that's the kind of the spirit of my work, whether it's radio or TV or my guidebooks or anything. Is we go over there, we make the mistakes, we are steep on the learning curve, and then other people can learn from our experience rather than their own and have a smoother, more experiential, more educational, and more economic time. You know, a trip is a huge investment in money, but it's also a huge investment in time. We Americans have the shortest vacations in the rich world, and you don't want to mess up. So that's one reason I went to France a couple weeks ago. I just wanted to firsthand experience what is it like in Europe now with COVID. And I'm not investing a lot of our staff time and so on in being experts in COVID, because I think we're in a transition stage out of it. But I do know there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of people want to travel now. And there's a lot of misunderstanding. So I'm glad I went over there. Another thing, Anne, I've always been impressed by is, as I mentioned, I've spent 100 days in Europe until COVID hit for 40 years. 100 days every year. At first, I did it purely for kicks. I was a piano teacher and kids wouldn't practice in the summer, so I'm not going to struggle with that. I'll see you in September. And I went to Europe, and then I was on a very tight budget, obviously. And I was learning from my mistakes. And I thought, I saw other people making the same mistakes. And I thought, that's too bad. Why couldn't she learn from my mistakes rather than her own and do it right the first time? And that's kind of what inspired me to be a travel teacher. And now I go over there excited about making mistakes. I make all the mistakes almost intentionally. And I take careful notes. When I get ripped off, I celebrate. They don't know who they just ripped off. I'm going to learn that scam. and I'm going to pack it into my material so other people will be wise to that and they'll have a better trip. And it's very gratifying. And I've got, as I mentioned, I've got 100 people that work with me, and that's our mission. Our mission is to inspire Americans to venture beyond Orlando. You know, nothing against Disney World, but if you've done it four or five times, consider Portugal. It's not going to bite you. And just 2 weeks ago, I introduced my friends to escargot. They said, "Oh no, we don't want snails." I said, "You got to have at least one snail." So we were hiking around Mont Blanc. We got back to France. We celebrated by having a dozen escargot. I was hoping I'd get to eat most of the escargot because there was four of us. I thought, okay, they'll just try one and they'll go gross. The snails, it's so funny. You drag them out of their little shell and you pop them in your mouth. And they each tried one kind of with grimacing faces. And then they go, "I'll have another." "Yeah, what is it? It's three each, right?" "No, I wanted to have nine and you guys can each have one, but I only got three." So they loved their escargot and I got to be the escargot evangelist to expose them. You can't judge it until you've been over there and had it where it's good. When you have it in the context of where you want to have your escargot, it's the same with so many things. I just love to encourage people to be a cultural chameleon. You know, ethnocentrism is a big deal. We are ethnocentric people. We think we're the norm, but people who sit on a toilet when they go to the bathroom are not on the norm. We're the oddballs. Most people sit on their haunches. They don't sit on something. I was on an airplane in India once and they had a decal stuck over the toilet on the airplane, showing people how you don't stand on the rims and squat over the toilet, but you actually sit on this thing. And it just thought, it reminded me, oh, I thought we were normal, but we're not. It's not good or bad. It's just a reality. Right. We're 4% of this planet. There's 96% out there. You can live your life curious and wanting to go over there and meet those other 96%, or you can stay home and surround yourself with people and media that makes you think you're the norm. You can build walls to keep everything else out, or you can realize we're all in this together. And I find that the most fearful people are the people who do not travel, people with no passports, people buried deep in the middle of our great nation that let commercial media be their world experience, that they can paint their, shape their outlook. I would much rather get out there and shape my own outlook to reach out. I'd much rather have media like WSU that understands that we're all in this together, that respects us for getting out there and embracing life in all of its diversity. Think about it. All this fear, people say have a safe trip now. I really miss the days when people said bon voyage. The flip side of fear is understanding. We gain understanding when we travel. I just love being somebody who just enthuses about travel and inspires people to get out there. And, you know, don't worry about culture shock. Culture shock's a good thing. Some people go to great extents to minimize culture shock. Culture shock is the growing pains of a broadening perspective. And we get that when we travel thoughtfully, when we travel boldly. I don't take risks. I'm very safe when I travel. But I guess the big risk I take is learning that there's a different way to do something. You know, when some people say have a safe trip, that might be don't flirt with other ways of seeing things. Mm. You know, in that sense, I want a bold and dangerous trip. I want to rough up my ethnocentrism. I want to come home with the most beautiful souvenir. And that's a broader perspective and empathy for the other 96% of humanity. And that philosophy of mine, I think, Anne, is why I'm a good fit for public broadcasting. That's why I'm enthusiastic about public broadcasting. I love our demographics, the people who are curious, the people who love to be steep on the learning curve, the people who want to get out of their comfort zone and try something new. They don't need to agree with it, but at least now they understand it and they can have a better impression of it. I just am so thankful that I'm able to take my passion for travel and run it up the flagpole, share it with everybody, thanks to public broadcasting. My content on the radio or on TV would never see the light of day anywhere else on the dial, mm-hmm. because I'm not a show for the industry. That's the last thing I am. I'm just evangelical about inspiring and equipping and helping Americans get out there and embrace the world. And that's why I'm here reminding people WOSU is a treasure. If you understand the value of media in our society, TV and radio, you need to recognize that this is not a charity. This is a service. This is a patriotic act to get right now on board if you can afford it. Doesn't matter how much, $10 a month, $20 a month, just get on board. Sure, we're going to send you these gifts, but it's not about these great Rick Steves travel books that you're going to get. It's not about all the DVDs you're going to get. It's about being a member, a first-class member of this great radio station, of this great public broadcasting organization. Then you are contributing to the fabric of our democracy. This is important for our families. It's important for our neighborhoods. It's important for our cities. It's important for our country. Across the country, there are people that are threatened by public broadcasting, that don't like Ann Fisher because she makes you think. They want to dumb us down. They want to turn us into mindless producer consumers. And I don't think that's good for our country. I think we need media that inspires us to reach out. And that's why I'm so excited about this membership drive. It's not a drag. It's a celebration. We need public broadcasting, and it doesn't happen without your support. So once again, you know how to get on board. You can call us, you can go online, but just get on board. You'll, every time you tune in, TV or radio, you'll feel better about it. This is a quality investment. $10 a month, you get both of the books we're talking about. You get For the Love of Europe, 400 pages, my 100 favorite essays after 40 years of traveling through Europe. These are my all-stars. It's a fun read. Also, you're going to get The 100 Greatest Masterpieces of European Art. It's the book I just wrote. It's a coffee table book celebrating art from the pyramids to Picasso. At the $20 a month level, you'll also get those books plus all the DVDs, all the TV shows we've ever made. I think it must be 60 hours of television. And Anne had a very interesting comment a few minutes ago. She mentioned you could give these different gifts away. This is 8 different 2-disc clamshells. They're essentially, it's a box with 8 little gifts in there. You got a 2-disc, that's 8 hours of Italy, 8 hours of Britain, 8 hours of the Germanic countries, 8 hours of France. I mean, and each of those is a standalone gift. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of gifts there for the travelers on your gift list. It doesn't matter. Just get on board, make WSU strong with your financial support, and do it right now. That's the only way that I can hear your applause. I would love to hear some applause, and it is people getting on board with WSU. Thank you so much.
866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You text the word give to 866-897-9678 or you can just call and talk to somebody right now. This is listener supported 89.7 NPR News, and we are so excited to have Rick Steves on the air today. I just plant a smile on my face and I listen to him go and I hear him talk about everything from travel to the value of public media. Our thank you gifts today will allow you to stow away with America's favorite travel writer as he relives his favorite European experiences, and your support today will help pay for all the programs on 89.7 NPR News that you listen to in the months to come. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. With a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get Rick Steves' package that includes 2 great books. The first is For the Love of Europe. The book is full of stories that only Rick can tell. And he made a point earlier that in his usual guides, it's, you know, just the facts, ma'am, sort of thing. This is the emotional backdrop to what Rick Steves does, and it is lovely. This book is full of stories. It's with this book, Rick hopes to inspire you to connect more intimately with other people in other cultures, from France to Germany to Ireland, and of course, Italy, his favorite country. You'll love the stories in this book. The second book in the package is Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. It's a beautiful book that takes you on a tour of Europe's amazing art and historic buildings. It includes a map of where you can see the art in person, a thumbnail guide of artists and architects, and a timeline of the story of art. This book will bring meaning and depth to your sightseeing, whether you're traveling to Europe, if you're just dreaming about travel. Get both of these books from Rick Steves, plus his Best Destinations newsletter and his Travel Skills DVD when you become a member at $10 a month as a sustainer, or make a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org. Join the club now or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. You know, Rick, I've told you before that some of my happiest memories, strangely, are when I've been lost, or when I've gotten sick traveling. And in Ireland, I've told you that before, when I got the flu in Ireland. I mean, I got to meet people I never would have met ordinarily. I got to meet a pharmacist. I got to meet a doctor. You know what I mean? And I was so befuddled at the gas pump, you know, at the petrol pump or whatever they call it, I couldn't figure out how to use it. So the guy guy came out and helped me. I might have, if I had been healthy, I might have been able to manage it myself. And when you get lost and you ask people for directions, it's just those kind of moments that are what make travel so beautiful. And you've really underscored that.
If you don't get out there and meet people, if you sit in a theater and watch it on stage, all these cultural cliches with a bunch of other Americans surrounding mm-hmm. you don't have that. You know, and I was just, I was just, as you were talking, thinking, I bet I could just open up the For the Love of Your book, the 400-page book, at a page and find something interesting to read, you know? And let me just do that. I'm on page 146. This is from an article called In Search of Edelweiss. And I'm with a friend high in the Alps of Switzerland. I tell Ollie of a harrowing experience I had back in my youth hostel days. We'd hike up the Schilthorn from the hostel with a plastic bag, sit in the bag and slide down the glacier. Breathtaking fun. As a reckless young tour guide, I led my groups down the mountain in the same way. One day, late in the season, sliding on an icy but smaller than usual sliding field, I started going out of control. Hurtling directly toward the rocky edge, I didn't know what to do, but I did know I had to do something. After almost too much time to consider my options, I dug my hand like brakes into the rocky ice. Going through several degrees of burn in a matter of seconds, I ground to a halt with blackened, blistered, and bleeding hands and a bloodied butt. And then on and on. But that was just half a page. That had me engrossed there. Yeah. But these are the memories that I was able to cobble together to put together this book. And it was such a fun experience to do it. And I'm so thankful I have it now, because I've got 50 or 60 guidebooks. And of course, nothing's selling during this COVID time. But this one book is selling really well, because it is a chance for travel dreamers, for vicarious travel. And, you know, this pandemic can put our travel dreams on hold, but it cannot stop our travel dreams. That's one of our mantras. And this is a way to stoke your travel dreams.
For people who do travel and get back, you know, on the horse after all this is over with and they're able to travel, what advice do you have? You've made me think about this. What advice do you have for them who want to kind of keep a journal and who want to journal while they travel? Any thoughts about that?
You know, the journal is really important. When we traveled with our kids, they got an extra allowance, but they had to write a journal. When I was a kid, I was religious about writing my journals. In fact, during COVID, I took my journals. I have a 200-page, carefully written, fine print journal in an empty book, one of those hard-bound empty books, filled up. And I did it for 7 or 8 years before I really got wrapped up in my travel writing business, when I didn't have the bandwidth to do that anymore. But I've never read those journals in the 40 years since I wrote them. I had them all scanned. I had them all transcribed by my staff. And now I'm reading through those journals. In fact, I am working on a pledge drive that you'll be seeing on WOSU in March, where I'm doing a special show called Why We Travel. And one of the gifts is a book that I'm making right now that's only going to be available as that pledge drive, which is an 80-page journal from my trip on the hippie trail back in 78 from Istanbul to Kathmandu. And this is a coming-of-age trip of mine. And I've been reading it and editing it right now. And it is so candid. It's so raw. And it is so beautiful. I just wish everybody could have a trip like that when they get out of college. And thankfully, I've got this intimate description of it and photographs. So we're going to put it together. And it's going to be part of the gift coming up again for public television. But a journal to me is the most beautiful, beautiful souvenir. And I make time for writing a journal when I'm traveling.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And every day we bring you interesting conversations with people who are experts in their field. And today is no exception. The subject is travel. And Rick Steves is certainly a travel expert. Support public radio with in-depth local news, national news from NPR, and international news from the BBC. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. For $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive the Rick Steves Combo Package. It includes everything we've been talking about, the two wonderful books by Rick Steves, For the Love of Europe and Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. And you'll get the Rick Steves Europe 20-Year Anthology DVD Box Set, the Rick Steves Europe Planning Map, the Rick Steves Europe Travel Skills DVD, and the Best Destinations Newsletter. That's $20 a month as a sustaining member, or that's a one-time gift of $240. Visit WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And that $20 a month gift $20 a month gift is so powerful. Listeners and members are the power of public radio. You are supporting a show that is truly local. We have been covering all the issues in the crazy news cycle of the past year and a half, from the pandemic to race issues to how the economy is recovering. If this station and this show are your trusted sources for fact-based news, then now is the time to make a gift. Support the news and information you depend on. Make a gift now at WOSU.org or call or text GIVE to 866-897-9678. If in becoming a devotee of 89.7 NPR News over the past year and a half, maybe you're new to public media and you're probably telling your friends, and if there's one thing you really love about 89.7 NPR News, it's the lack of ads and the lack of people yelling at you on the radio, then now is the time to show your support differently. This is why. 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and show your support right now. It's time, you know, if you haven't been able to do it before and you can do it at any level you can afford, now do it now. We want to bring you into the fold as a member. You're going to feel good about spending this money. You're going to feel valued by this organization for doing it, not just because of the gifts, but because we really, truly appreciate your support. We love your listenership and we appreciate your support. Today, it's been a true pleasure to have Rick Steves, travel expert and author, on the show. Rick, I cannot thank you enough for all your support today and all your ongoing support. It's been 12 years now that we've been chatting, and it's just, it's remarkable what you've done with your life, and it's remarkable that you've been willing to share it with so many other people.
Well, thank you. And I'm so thankful I found my niche and it's a good fit for public broadcasting. I'm so thankful for my relationship with WSU. I know that you run my my radio show, Friday nights at 8, and you run my TV show Saturday afternoons at 3. And I'm just having more fun than ever traveling and bringing home these ideas and helping inspire people to reach out and embrace this world and all of its joy and all of its diversity. You can, you know, with the news these days, you can kind of get a chip on your shoulder, but the world's a beautiful place. It's safer than, apart from COVID, I think it's safer than ever to be traveling. I mean, there's always been problems. And the more we travel, the more we understand each other and the more we can have a stable and a just world. And it's just part of good citizenship. And for me, supporting public broadcasting is part of good citizenship also. We're all in this together. And as you said, if you haven't supported us yet, if you get on board, there's something special about it, because every time you tune in, and you do tune in, I start every day with public radio, you know, we tune in. And if you tune in as a, frankly, a freeloader, you're enjoying it. And that's okay. And most people do. But if you tune in as a supporting member, I'm not talking go to the bank and go into debt. I'm talking 50 cents a day. Every time you do it, you're on the team, you're first class, you're a VIP. Yeah, it feels better. You know you're contributing to the fabric of this community, and you live in a beautiful community, and it needs WOSU. So thank you for your enlightened and your thoughtful and your just practical support of this great part of our community. We need it.
That's travel expert Rick Steves. His latest book is For the Love of Europe, My Favorite Places, People, and Stories. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. With a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful Rick Steves package that includes two great books. The first book is For the Love of Europe. This book is a love letter to Rick's favorite continent. It includes memories of a lifetime spent traveling across Europe, and it'll teach you that the essence of good travel is connecting with people. The second book in the package is Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. Get both of these books from Rick Steves Plus, his Best Destinations newsletter, and his Travel Skills DVD when you become a member at $10 a month as a sustainer, or Make a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Again, the number is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support right now for public media, for public radio, for all sides, for 89.7 NPR News. We need you because you need us. So 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks for your support. We appreciate it.